That is a time to reflect on tshuva. Try to identify our avoda these next 2 weeks. The truth is, if we're beginning the reflection now, we do so belatedly. Rosh Chodesh Elul was the time to begin this reflection. Or, according to the famous comment of Yisrael Salanter, last year, Matzah Yom HaKippurim. Invariably, we look to two sources. We look in our hearts, and we look to the Rambam Sefer Teshuvah. We look to our hearts to find what questions, what challenges, what doubts, what insecurities we have. And we look to the Rambam, Sechos Tshuva, for the answers, for the halachic guidance and insight. One question which I think many of us have a very vital question, and that is that we recognize the need for tshuva, we recognize the indispensability of it. We know Dalus Nami Atza Osad Lita Indin Vechezrom. We know what Rachmana Litzlan awaits us without tshuva. And unquestionably, we want to do tshuva. And yet it doesn't always seem to translate. And yet it doesn't seem to materialize in the way we want it to. So is it because tshuva is that difficult? What are we to do? That's the question which the heart poses, and without resorting to exaggeration, let's try to begin, Rezus Hashem, by understanding chait, understanding what it means to sin, Rachmana Litzlan, and more broadly, consequences of chet. Chet itself is easily defined. It means to violate Devar Hashem, Ritzon Hashem, the Tzivrei of Hashem, to violate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command. But chet, Rachmana Litzlan, is much more than an isolated misdeed or evil. The Navi in Zechariah, one of the Haftarahs of the year, the Yehoshua, Zechariah sees a vision of Yehoshua the Kohen Gadol, Hoya Lovush Begodim Tzorim, the Omid Lifnei HaMalach. Yehoshua the Kohen Gadol was dressed in filthy, soiled garments, standing before the angel. The Mefarshim, Pe'echa, basically say that the Gadim Tzoim, the soiled garments, represent chet, represent sin. When a person sins, Rachmana Litzlan, he becomes enveloped by the chet. Maharal commenting on this nevuah, ki hachatoyim dveikim ba'odem, sins cling to a person, Rachman Litzlan, and thus heim nachshavim lo malbush. They comprise his attire, his garments. B'chein lehepa chas v'shalom be'eis ovo al achas min mitzvot Hashem humamshech lachmona v'tzlan ruach hatuma al atzmo v'chofefes alo v'sovavto, says the Pain Balozhina. If a person violates, when a person violates one of the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he draws upon himself a ruach tuma, again, which envelops him, which surrounds him. Ve'al zeh omba hakosu v'nitmei samboam haynu v'socho mamosh. Shehu koshu u'mesuvav oz beruach tuma. A person becomes bound, encircled by the tuma of chet. K'mo she'omer adoseinu zal kol ha'ovar avera achaz v'olam hazeh melafafto v'holechet l'fonav l'yom hadin. A person violates an avera achmanu l'slan in this world, the Nefesh HaChaim quotes Chazal say, again, it encircles him, it swaddles him. And without tshuva, it remains that way for the Yom HaDin. V'zeh sh'om ha'davan ha'melech olav ha'sholom avon akeva yisuveni. My sins encircle me. So chet, Rachmanu Litzlan, is not an isolated occurrence or event. It envelops, it encircles, it ensnares a person. Rabbeinu Yonah begins Shari Tshuva with the following line: Min hatovos asher heitiv Hashem yizbarach in duav, the kindnesses from the amongst the kindnesses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon his creatures, ki heitim lahem haderech, he prepared the way, la'alos mitoch tachas ma'aseihem, to ascend from the pit of their actions, v'lomus, and to escape mitach pishayhem, from the trap of their sins. Rabbi Yonah depicts chet as a pach, as a trap. Because chet, again, isn't an isolated event or occurrence, it ensnares a person. A person sins a chmanu litzlan without the benefit of tshuva, not just that there's a blemish on his record, that he no longer has a clean record, but he's in a state of chet. He's surely the master of Shochet. Whatever inclination we might have, and at times, is it the biggest deal? If I compromise once, maybe it's not so terrible. Chet Rachmanu Litzlan is a pach, it's a trap. The person remains trapped, pending tshuva. Adapting somewhat the words of the Baal HaTanya explains that when we speak of something being also, so we translate it secondarily in a derivative sense as being prohibited, right? But literally the word as in mater asurin, it means something that's bound. And the Baal HaTanya explains that when chet happens, Rachmanu Litzlan, so then something gets caught. something gets trapped. And that's what it means, that not only that something that's osur in turn is oser. It binds, it traps. And when Chazal tell us that Azera Zareres Azera, not only a psychological reality, not only because of psychological momentum, it's that as well, but it's a metaphysical reality. Because of this being ensnared, entrapped, is being burdened with chait, which Rahmana Litzlan points a person in the wrong direction. From Mitzvah Shabbat Torah, in Esther, in Lo Sasei, in Oda Odom Al Achas Mehen, Ben Bezodim, Ben Beshkoda, all mitzvahs of the Torah, whether positive or negative commandments, if a person violated one of them, whether intentionally or unintentionally, Shiyasa Tshuva V'yoshuv Mechetal Chai V'svadus Hasnei HaKel Baruch Hu. When a person does Tshuva, he's obligated to say Vidui before Hashem. There is contained in these lines a profound emphasis as to what the essence of tshuva is. Before we come to how the Rambam speaks to the question, let's pose the question ourselves. What does it mean when we speak of tshuva, both in terms of semantics and in terms of substance? The Maharal, in the Siva Tshuva, in commenting on the Mishnah of Shuv Yom Echad Lifnei Misascha, which in effect, as the Mishnah itself makes clear, means to do tshuva every day because a person has no guarantee. So the Maharal wonders, so why doesn't the Mishnah say that? The Mishnah should say, Shuv B'chol Yom. Do tshuva every day. Why does the Mishnah present it as Shuv Yom Echad Lifnei Misascha? Says the Maharal, Ki Iker HaTshuva Kodem V'Samach L'Misasso V'Zeh Mipnei Ki Ha'odem V'Misasso Ro'ui Loshev Al Hashem Yizvarach. Of course a person is supposed to do tshuva every day. But the real tshuva is realized Yom Samach L'Misasso, right before a person is nifter, because it's then when a person's neshama taket is poised and hopes to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the ultimate moment of tshuva, because then it's taket tshuva el Hashem. So the Maharal explained, no surprise here, that what tshuva means is tshuva el. We're returning to. Returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chait means we distance ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva means returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, the Reish Chochma quotes from HaChosid of Ben Bachya, the Diwa Mahus HaTshuva, explaining the essence of tshuva, HaChosid V'chobot HaLvavus Pireish, Shemahus HaTshuva Hi Haskana Sa'odam L'Avodas HaBore Yisborach Acharei Tseso Mimena V'cheto Bo. The essence of tshuva is, again, a person positions himself, a person orients himself to Avodas Hashem. Tshuva is tshuva el, tshuva to. And the truth is, that's what the psukim seem to indicate. In Parshas Vayeshlach, and Batzal Lachom Tzauchah Kol Adrom Ma'elu Ba'achas Hayamim V'Shavta Ad Hashem Elokecha. Tshuva too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This morning, Vayechi Yavoa Lachos Hal Adrom Ma'elu Hadrocha Va'aklola. Vashevos Al Avavecha B'chol Adrom Hashayidichach Hashem Elokecha. Shomu V'Shavta Ad Hashem Elokecha V'Shamati B'Kola. Tshuva too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, so with this resonating, let's reread the Rambam. Kol ha-mitzvah shabbatara im oda odom al akas mehen kishayase tshuva v'yoshuv mecheta. Rambam doesn't talk about tshuva to, I'm talking about tshuva from. Unquestionably lifnei hakel. But the Rambam talks about shayasta tshuva v'yoshuv mecheta. And he does so consistently. Al toma she'en ha'tshuva ela me'averot she'yesh bahen ma'aseh k'shem she'tzav adam loshuv me'elu kachu tzav mechapes v'deos ro'a she'yesh lo v'loshuv me'hem. The same way a person has to do tshuva from wrong actions, a person has to do tshuva me' from character flaws. Tshuva mei, not tshuva el. This also is in the Tanakh. The Navi Yechezkel v'harosha ki yoshuv mikol chatosa v'asher osa. The Shema is called to Kosai Va'osa Mishpat Utsako Choyo Yechiel Lo Yamus. Navi Yecheskel is not talking about Tshuva El, Tshuva Me, Tshuva From. Uvishuv Rosha Meirish Asa Asher Asa, again, Vishuv Rosha Meirish Asa Asher Asa. Vayas mishvar utzaka hu es nafsha yechaya. And if the wicked man turns away from his wickedness, he will cause his soul to live. Just one more example in the Haftarah from Sefer Yonah on Yom Kippur. The yiskasu sakir ha'odam v'habehema v'yikru'u el alokim b'chodzka v'yashuvu ish mi darko hara'a u'min ha'chomas asher b'chapehem. And in fact, v'yar ha'lokim es ma'asei en kishavu mi darko hara'a v'yinokem ha'lokim al ha'ra'a shediv el asos lahem b'lo asa. Every man shall turn back from his evil way. In Lashon HaKodesh there can be tshuva el, and it can be tshuva mei. Tshuva el is the destination to return to. Tshuva mei, Chazal also you have the idiom. Chazal talk about hashav mi yediyasa. Hashav mi yediyasa means that if I would know something, I would pull back to return, not in the sense of returning to a source, but in terms of pulling back, pulling away from something. The Psukim in Navi, and the Rambam takes his cue from these Psukim in Navi, say that the essence of tshuva is tshuva mei, yoshuv mei chesa. What does that mean? Since chet isn't an isolated act or occurrence, chet, as Rabbeinu Yonah says, represents tach tishehem, represents a trap in which a person is ensnared. It represents, again, a state of being, Rachmana Litzlan. A person has to retreat from, a person has to break the bonds of chet. Yoshuv mei cheto is the essence of tshuva. With this definition in mind, when we reread the Rambam's description of what tshuva involves, ומהי התשובה תרבית הלוך הדייס הוא שיעזוב החוט החטא ויסירנו ממחשבתו. What is תשובה? That a person abandons his sin totally removes it, drives it away from his thoughts, the yigmo belibo, and he resolves shelo yaseyu od v'chein yisnachem al she'ovar. These elements of tshuva now are not simply dinim and chiyuvim, not just things that we're required to do, but it's the way a person unfetters himself. It's the way a person releases those bonds of chait, the way a person escapes the pach, sha'ach, the way a person escapes the trap, the ensnarement of chait. Moreover, let's go back 1 minute and read the previous halacha in the Rambam, basing himself on a gemara at the end of Masechet Yoma. A zohi tshuva gemura. What is evidence? What reflects a complete, optimal tshuva? Someone who finds himself in identical circumstances, identical situation, in which just yesterday he had sinned, and this time he doesn't succumb. Lo mi yira v'lo mi kishon, mi kishlon koach. Not because of any external inhibiting force. Ketzer. Example, case in point. Tarei shebo al isha v'avera, l'achaz man nisyachid ima. V'hu omed v'ahavoso bo, b'koach kufo, b'medina she'ovar bo. Two people, a man and a woman, consorted in a prohibited fashion. Later, they find themselves in the identical situation. The same avera beckons, upiresh v'lo avar, zeu bal tshuva gemura. So Rambam says, this is an illustration of tshuva. And a simple question here. As the Rambam, how the Chazal know it? The definition of tshuva, the Rambam says, is that the chait yisirenu mimachshavto. I no longer consider it even the remote possibility that I would ever engage in such an action again. Yisnachen al she'ovar, a person has to be filled with deep, profound sense of remorse. How does the Rambam know that the person featured in the snapshot of Halacha Aleph, who the second time was successful where the first time he had failed, how does the Rambam know that it was Yisirenu Mimachshavto? Maybe it wasn't. Maybe he hadn't totally driven away that thought, but maybe nevertheless, afal pi chein, he succeeded in being Mezgaber. He succeeded in being Kovish Sayetzer. He succeeded in overcoming and not succumbing. How does the Rambam know that he was misnache and al ha'ova? How does the Rambam know that he was full with remorse and a profound sense of regret? No. Maybe with less than that, on a practical level, he still succeeded. So what emerges from when you read these two halachos back to back, what emerges is that the Rambam is telling us that the dinim of tshuva, the requirement of not even entertaining the possibility of ever committing that action again, the sense of remorse, that's not simply an obligation of tshuva, it's not just a din of tshuva,
But it's the only way to Metzias. It's the reality of tshuva. Without that, tshuva is not going to happen. If you see that a person was successful in tshuva, that can be attributed only and exclusively to the fact that inwardly he went through this process and it transformed him. If it wasn't Yesiranu Mimachshavto, eventually he's going to succumb. Maybe once he'll be Mizgazer, maybe once he'll overcome, but eventually he's going to succumb. If he didn't have this profound sense of remorse, again, maybe in the short term, maybe he'll be able to withstand trials and temptations, but eventually he'll succumb. Without the Yisiranu Mimachshavto, a person remains ensnared. What does Yisiranu Mimachshavto mean? Mashal Amad Ovedome. A person goes to the doctor. Goes for a physical. He's been a chain smoker for 25 years. The doctor tells him, you absolutely have to quit. But he can react in one of two ways. He can say, okay, I hear you. I'm going to do my best. No question about it. I'm going to do my best. They kick the habit. It's hard. I'm addicted. I'm going to do my best. Or his reaction can be, on the face of it, what more can you ask of a person? He says, he's going to do his best. Or his reaction can be, I'm going to do it because it's killing me and it's inconceivable that I won't do it. He's still bound by the best of his abilities, but there's a very big difference between those two reactions. The first one is a Kabbalah Lahaba, but no Yisiranu Mimachshavto. When he says, I'll do my best, it means he says, I'm going to give it a shot. But he can already envision that maybe he's not going to be able to kick the habit. But maybe he will reach for the cigarette. When he says, it's killing me, and I have to do it, so pasuk, that's Yisiranu Mimachshavto. It means it doesn't exist in his mind as a remote possibility that he'll ever do it again. Perhaps this chait, metaphysically, had been an isolated event or occurrence, maybe Yisiranu Mimachshavto wouldn't be necessary. And if it were necessary, maybe it would only be a din, maybe it would only be a formal requirement. But since chait represents pach pishehem, represents a trap, means a person's ensnared, avon akeva yisuveni, a person is encircled, he's enveloped, to break out, a person has to be yisiranu mimachshavto. Similarly, there's a difference between acknowledging a mistake and between remorse. Acknowledging a mistake perhaps would be sufficient for an event, for an occurrence, but for a state, for being enveloped with a Ruach HaTumah, to break free of that, not only formally because of a requirement, but existentially, the Rambam teaches us, that requires yismachem, that requires again a regret and a profound sense of remorse. Coming back to our original question, we know we need to do tshuva. It's a little difficult to delude ourselves into thinking that there's nothing to do tshuva for. We know the tefillahs and the Yom Noran remind us
if we would try this again. And yet, somehow the tshuva doesn't seem to materialize. The question we have to ask ourselves, are we making the effort? Are we investing the effort that's necessary not only to compensate for a mistake, but to break out of a chait that ensnares us? There's nothing casual, and there can't be anything superficial about tshuva. A 30-second ashamnu and a 2-minute al chait doesn't generate the yisivenu mimachshavto, the yisnachem al she'ovar, again, which is not only indispensable formally, but experientially, existentially indispensable for tshuva. If I've been remiss in setting aside time for Talmud Torah, so am I resolving I'm going to learn regularly, or am I resolving that I'm setting aside time, come what may, that time is inviolable. Nothing is going to encroach upon that time that I'm setting aside. If I've been remiss in terms of speaking or inviting Lashon Hara, am I like the person with the cigarette addiction, I'm going to do my best? Or is it unthinkable, no matter what the provocation, no matter what the temptation, no matter how much I think that person deserves to be exposed, if he has it coming to him, is it absolutely unthinkable that if Al Pidin it's not justified, I'm not going to say it? If I go to shul and I talk to him governing, I'm going to try my best to change? Oh no, this is a sacrilege. This is unthinkable. I'm not going to try my best to change. It can't be. The possibility that it should continue doesn't exist. It can't exist. I don't make it to Minyan in the morning. I don't make it to Minyan at night. Even though there's a late Maariv in town. The Chofetz Chaim calculates, he says you add up how many Omeins Yeheshmeravos, besides the Chutz itself of Davening B'tzibur. This is on a daily basis what a person loses, on a weekly basis. Is it something, okay, I'm going to put it on the agenda? No, it has to change. Famous story of Abelazar ben Dodia, which the Gemara of Abelazar tells, illustrates what we're talking about. Again, there's nothing casual, there's nothing superficial about the mental and emotional investment in tshuva. He had lived a life, licentious behavior, a life of debauchery. He realizes it. He turns to Shamayim Va'aretz, asks that they should intercede in his, on his behalf. Shemesh v'yareya, chorim u'dvaros. They all turn him down. He's rebuffed. He says, Ein adova toli eladi, and then go'o d'chia. He begins crying uncontrollably. And the Bas Kol announces that Rabbi Elazar ben Dovia mezuman l'chaye olam haba. When we read in this morning's Kriyas HaTorah, Ki ha-mitzvah azosh asher anokhi mitzavcha hayom lo nifleisi mimcha v'lo l'chotahi, the mitzvah, of course, according to the Rambam, this is for now referring to tshuva. It's not hidden, it's not beyond you. The Sichu v'vavcha l'asoso, the pasuk isn't telling us that it's easy. If I point to a 200-pound weight here, I say it's right there for you to pick up. I'm saying that it's within grasp, it's within your means. I'm not giving any assurance that it's easy. To think of the vatsala so, but not through any casual engagement, not through any casual involvement. What else practically does the Yashuv Mecheta, that turning away, Tshuva Mei, involve besides again the mental and emotional exertion? The Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, Midakei HaTshuva, that a person is Misrachek Harve Min Hadavo Shachatava. A person distances himself very much from that which occasions his chayt. If when I read a certain newspaper, I see pictures which shouldn't be seen, the Dakei HaTshuva, according to the Rambam, is not that I resolve that I'm going to try to navigate around that. I don't read that newspaper anymore. If I and all my friends in shul talk together, it's not enough that I resolve that I'm not going to talk anymore. I have to pick myself up and move and sit in a place where people don't talk, in the part of the shul where people are more serious about their tefillah. More generally, Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva that a person, to avoid repeating his chatoim, yoshes eitzos v'nafshos, person has to strategize. One of the reasons that Rachman al-Islan, sincere tshuva, doesn't stick and doesn't last is because it lacks a plan for strategic implementation. So I resolve I'm not going to do it anymore. How am I going to ensure that? What safeguards? How am I going to implement that resolve? A person has a drinking problem. He's not only going to resolve not to drink, he's going to strategize that he's not going to have any alcoholic beverages in the house. He needs a plan for strategic implementation. If I'm dealing with midas hakas or midas hagayvo or midas hataiva, or any other midah ra'ah, not enough to clap al chayt that I'm not going to get angry, that I'm not going to be misgoyah, I'm not going to have these feelings of hubris, I'm not going to indulge my taivas for excessive involvement in materialism and physical pleasure. How am I gonna succeed in changing? How am I gonna undercut the anger? How am I gonna undercut the hubris? How am I gonna rein in the taiva? One of the aspects, one of the elements of tshuva, which the Rambam spoke, was the snachem al sha'avah, the sense of remorse that a person is supposed to have about the past, about his chait. If we're truly committed to do tshuva, it's a painful process. There has to be mental anguish associated with doing tshuva. Rabbi Yonah explains in Shari Tshuva that that sense of regret and remorse, A, is generated by reflecting Yoshev Alibo. Again, Yoshev Alibo means not a fleeting thought. It means he takes to heart. Kiyesh onesh v'nokom yeshulam al ha'ozom. A person, Yovin levovel ki rav amar ozvos Hashem. V'yoma delvovel me'osisi. Lo chamalti al gufi. V'lo chotze eini olav mishachso. I didn't have achmonas for myself. A person has to think about the self-destructiveness of faith. Faith is self-destructive. Even more fundamentally, faith is an act of betrayal. It's an act of betraying the Ribono Shel Olam. Ro'u sheyitzta'er, a person should be aggrieved. The ye'onech, he should groan, he should give a crash. Misha himras Hashem yizbarach v'lo zocha yotzo asher bro'o yesh me'ayin v'chesed osa imo. A person doesn't remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him existence, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness and benevolence v'yodo tamcheu b'chol eish, his capital H hand guides us at every moment.
The notes of Nafsha Bechorega Yigarda was sold at every moment. Ech Melo Olivo. How can a person's heart, where did we get the brazenness? Lahakas Lefonos. To allow these thoughts to sink in, to seep in, not just that they should be fleeting thoughts, but to feel them, there's this anguish involved. So if we're looking for an answer to why we're not as successful as we'd like to be in doing tshuva, the question is, are we willing to pay the price? Are we willing to experience that anguish? It's an anguish which, as Rabbeinu Yonah himself describes later, ultimately culminates in simcha, with the simcha of atonement, the simcha of cleansing. But there's a crucible of anguish before one arrives at that destination of simcha, of rejoicing. Are we willing, again, to give up whatever needs to be given up, that it should be yisirenu mimachshavta, that it's absolutely unthinkable that whatever the area is, whatever area of ben adam l'makom, whatever area of ben adam l'chavero, that we're willing, that it should be unthinkable. Clearly, tshuva is no easy undertaking. And yet, unquestionably, we have the kochas hanefesh. If we want to, we have the kochas hanefesh.
What do you mean, Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zakos of Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do us a favor, to bestow merit, so therefore he gave us more mitzvahs. It says the Maharal, for every mitzvah the Rav Shalom gives us, he gives us the capacity to be able to fulfill that mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah, it means I have the capacity to eat matzah. The more mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, the greater aneshama we have, the greater capacity, the greater resources, the greater kochos hanefesh lie within us. If tshuva is a mitzvah, and it is, so in accordance with Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zakos of Yisrael, that no matter how challenging, no matter how demanding, it means that we have the kochos hanefesh. Yisirenu mimachshavta was not easy. It can involve lifestyle changes. It does involve lifestyle changes. It's not easy, but we have those kochos hanefesh. To be able, again, to allow ourselves to experience the anguish of yisnachem al sha'arvah is not easy, but we have those kochos hanefesh. Moreover, in the Ilo, Ato Nosan Yad Latoshim, V'yimincha Pshuta L'Kadosh Shavim. Kadosh Baruch Hu extends his hand, Kaviyochel, to sinners, no matter how egregious, and his right hand is extended to receive those who are doing tshuva. In Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam tells us Gedola Tshuva Shemekarevis Yisraelim Lashchina Shenem Ashuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. V'nem Alo Shavtem Odai Me'un Hashem V'nema im Toshuv Yisrael Me'un Hashem Eilai Toshuv. Kama in Tatsa the Tshuva Bi Sidbuk. How great is Tshuva, that as a result of Tshuva, this isn't the Tshuva itself. The Tshuva itself is the person's struggle of Yoshuv Mecheto, is the Tshuva Mei. That's what Tshuva is. But the effect of Tshuva, what's attained, what's accomplished, what the Rivam Shlom bestows as a result of our struggle of Yoshuv Mecheto is the Tshuva Lut. Gedola Tshuva Shemekarevis Uso Odom Hashchina. To cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not something that we can do. It's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides in response to what we do. And perhaps it's for this reason that the Rambam understands the Psukim in this morning's Kriya Tatorah, V'shapta Ad Hashem Elokecha, not like the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah. No, the mitzvah isn't V'shapta Ad Hashem Elokecha, it says to do tshuva until one's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doorstep, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows as a gift. Our mitzvah is Yoshuv Mecheto. It's to strive mightily to pull away from the chait, to make whatever changes attitudinally, practically are necessary. And then Gedola Tshuva, the effect of Tshuva, the corollary of Tshuva, is Mikareres HaOdom HaShchina. The mitzvah of Tshuva the Rambam finds in the pasuk of the Hisvados Chatosam, the pasuk that targets the chait. A person has to grapple with that, a person has to be willing to make the sacrifices necessary, the renouncements that are necessary to leave the chait behind, to extricate himself from that trap, from that ensnarement. That's the pasuk of the Hisvadu, it focuses on the chait. The Shavta Ad Hashem Elokecha is forthcoming. That's the Hatocha. If we're willing, if only we're willing, to exercise those dormant kochos ha-nefesh that may be things which until now have been a regular part of the rhythm and pattern of our life, of our social life, of our daily schedule, of our aspirations, of our lifestyle. If we're willing, Yoshuv Mecheto, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's your mitzvah. V'hisvadu chatosan, that's your mitzvah. And I do my share as a haftocha, as a promise, as a guarantee, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Halavai, the Rav Shalom, in the schus of our undertaking of Yoshev Mecheto, Nefesh HaChaim explains that the very minute a person undertakes to do a mitzvah, he already is given a siyata d'shmaya to be able to carry out the mitzvah. The siyata d'shmaya happens not only when I'm in the process of doing tshuva, but the very minute a person resolves unequivocally, absolutely, unconditionally, I want to do this mitzvah. So then already he receives a special siyata d'shmaya to be able to move forward and carry it out. So b'schus, our resolve, our determination to do tshuva, the Rav Shalom should give us the siyata d'shmaya for Yoshuv Mecheto. Begins with tshuva mei. The yisirenu mimachshavto, the renouncement of whatever needs to be renounced. The yisnachem ala ovar, being willing to feel the acute anguish of remorse
And in course of our Yoshev Mechetel, the Haftokha, the Shata Ad Hashem Elokecha should be mitzvah.